Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 26th. Happy Saturday. We are praying alongside our student ministry as they are on beach retreat this weekend, and also our children's ministry as they head off to children's camp tomorrow. We also are rounding the corner on a new memory verse tomorrow, so let's go over our weekly memory verse today. Matthew chapter 13, verse 29. Do you remember what it starts with? The word no. No, he answered, because while you were pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Our two passages for today are Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. That's Jesus and Zacchaeus. Then we'll turn over to the Psalms, to Psalm 14, verses 2 through 4. The title in my Bible says Zacchaeus Converted. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, and he was unable due to the crowd, because he was short in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree in order to see him, because he was about to pass through that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. When the people saw this, they all began to complain, saying, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." But Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I am giving to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I am giving back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." This passage is a meaningful one for people of all ages. I think about singing the song about Zacchaeus, the wee little man, but I don't know that I've thought very deeply about this passage. One thing we see here is Jesus's initiative toward the lost sinner. Jesus seeks out Zacchaeus. A second thing we see is what happens when God touches the heart of a rich man. He decides that he wants to follow Jesus and give back fourfold whatever he has defrauded. We also see that humans can't really understand God's ways. The people around were shocked that Jesus would engage with Zacchaeus. And yet, Jesus knows the hearts of all men, and he reverses things. The outsider, a corrupt tax official, is welcomed into the fellowship. And this just reminds us that the kingdom reach is not just to the Jewish population, but it is to all people. One question we might ask ourselves is, who are the Zacchaeuses around us? The overlooked, the avoided. And how can we be like Jesus and reach them with the love of God? Our second passage is Psalm 14, verses 2 through 4. This is a sad divine lament. It's the Lord looking down from heaven and not seeing anyone righteous. And this passage is quoted in Romans chapter 3 to remind us that each person is in need of God's grace. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of mankind to see if there is any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. Together they are corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. What a good reminder that apart from the divine intervention of Jesus in our lives, we do not naturally seek after God. But when Jesus gets a hold of our hearts like he did Zacchaeus's, we turn our attention to the Lord, and hopefully, because of the grace of the Lord, we respond in a life given over in obedience. After we pray together, I have a special treat in that Micaiah Kelly has recorded for us, Come Thou Fount. And as we think about the lyrics of Come Thou Fount, it connects with Zacchaeus' story and all of our story, streams of mercy that we have experienced through the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you pray with me? Father, you are such a God of grace. You can search our hearts and you know what is hidden. We pray, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins. Help us, like Zacchaeus, to respond to you with joyful surrender. Grant us the courage to repent and help us to live in line with the gospel. Thank you that you initiate with us, that you seek after the lost. You are a wonderful Savior. And we ask, Lord, that you would tune our hearts to sing your praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.